The best laid plans of, well, you know how that saying goes. Now, I know that I had said that I wasn't super excited about Super Sunday and the Super Bowl, that we were instead going to go to the beach. Well, we did go over to the local beach with some friends of ours, and the day started out rather nice. The sun was shining, not a cloud in the sky, and the beach was fairly uncrowded. There were manta rays jumping not far from shore, and we spied four whales doing their thing out in the water, a couple in fairly close, and a huge whale of a whale somewhere out farther by the horizon. This guy was so big that I could see his faraway splash without the aid of binoculars, which we now carry just about everywhere we go because, well, we're rarely far from the water, and you never know what's going to decide to pop in for a visit, whether it's the little rays that think they can fly over the tops of the waves, dolphins engaged in synchronized swimming, or whales breaching. We had taken some friends to Santa Maria Beach the week before, where, less than a mile from shore, a glorious humpback decided it was going to put on a show for us. For a good 20 minutes or so, the whale danced on the water, leaping out and turning graceful arcs midair. It would cruise the surface and roll, a huge flipper extended to the sky. It would dive, showing its flukes before disappearing into the depths. Nobody's quite sure why whales behave this way. Some say it's kind of social behavior. Some say they're just knocking barnacles and parasites off. Others think they're just having fun. Whatever the reason, it is mesmerizing. Now, Sunday's show wasn't quite as spectacular, but any time we spot a whale in the water, it is exciting. Then the clouds started rolling in, and a fairly decent offshore breeze started to blow. It was time to pack our stuff and go. We got home just in time to watch Kelly Clarkson knock it out of the park with her rendition of the national anthem. We watched the Azteca TV broadcast while our computers were dialed into an internet service that broadcasts U.S. networks to those living or visiting abroad. We didn't get the commercials like those of you watching NBC. Mexican TV is not inundated with ads anyway. But we did get to see a pretty good football game, and we thought Madonna rocked the house at halftime. My favorite part, though, was the post-game frenzy when the reporters flooded the field and started shoving microphones in front of the players. It was particularly funny when one of the Azteca field reporters asked Manning a lengthy question in Spanish, then held the microphone in front of him. Manning stood there for a moment, puzzled. Clearly, he had no clue what he had just been asked, but politely, he rattled off a cliche about teamwork, pride, and how much he loves his mom before running off to accept the MVP trophy. So thanks to the whales, Eli Manning, and Madonna, it turned out to be, indeed, a Super Sunday. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.
You can listen to more of Ed Casilia's essay on our website at upr.org.